USA Radio News. I'm Victor Paul. As the Congressional Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol takes a break on Wednesday, Tuesday's hearings included testimony from former Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien, who acknowledged that he advised Mr. Trump not to declare victory on election night.
It was far too early to be making any calls like that. Ballots were still being counted.
In remarks delivered on election night, Trump called the election a fraud and then continued to push claims that he had won. The committee reconvenes on Thursday. Stocks on Wall Street dipped Tuesday in their first trading after tumbling into a bear market on worries that high inflation will push central banks to clamp the brakes too hard on the economy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 152 points to 30,365. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell announced his support Tuesday for his chamber's emerging bipartisan gun agreement, boosting momentum for action by Congress on an issue that's deadlocked lawmakers for 3 decades. The Kentucky Republican said he hoped an outline of the accord released Sunday by 10 Democrats and 10 Republicans would be translated into legislation and enacted. Congress's last major gun measure was an assault weapons ban that took effect in 1994 but expired 10 years later. WNBA star Brittany Griner will remain in Russian custody through at least July 2nd, according to TASS, the Russian state-run news agency. The 31-year-old American basketball player has been held in Russia since February when she was detained at a Moscow airport after authorities claimed she was carrying vape cartridges containing cannabis oil. The U.S. State Department last month reclassified her as wrongfully detained. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
A government advisory panel on Tuesday endorsed a second brand of COVID-19 vaccine for school-age children and teens. The Food and Drug Administration's outside experts voted unanimously that Moderna's vaccine is safe and effective enough to give to kids 6 to 17. If the FDA agrees, it would become the second option for those children, joining Pfizer's vaccine. The same FDA expert panel will meet Wednesday to consider tot-sized shots from Moderna and Pfizer for kids 5 and under. Britain has canceled its first deportation flight to Rwanda after a last-minute intervention by the European Court of Human Rights, which decided that there was a real risk of irreversible harm to the asylum seekers involved. The flight had been scheduled to leave Tuesday evening, but lawyers for the asylum seekers launched a flurry of case-by-case appeals seeking to block the deportation of everyone on the government's list. New York's top court ruled Tuesday that Happy the Elephant cannot be considered a person being illegally confined to the Bronx Zoo. The 5-2 decision by the State Court of Appeals comes in a closely watched case that tested boundaries of applying human rights to animals. The zoo and its supporters warned that a win for advocates at the Non-Human Rights Project could open the door to more legal actions on behalf of animals, including pets, farm animals, and other species in zoos. I'm Victor Paul, USA Radio News.